FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A political analyst has suggested that the MK party shifted its focus towards developing its policies. Siphamandla Zondi says that while the party's performed well in its first year, it struggled to maintain its structure and communicate its policies. Have been making headlines recently. The latest controversy saw party leader Jacob Zuma calling on his daughter, Duduzile Zuma Sambudla, to apologise for a scathing social media rant against Secretary General Floyd Shivambu. Zondi, who's with the University of Johannesburg, says the MKP needs to find better ways to iron.
They just have to make sure that they be very crisp about what ideas are they pushing across. They call for these people that this is what they stand for. Emotions are okay, they are part of politics, but don't overplay them. Instead, put motions on that. Proposal, ideas, policies, show that you can better policy, and perhaps they have to establish some sort of a policy unit internally that must prepare all these policy positions, both for the party leader in parliament, for the chief whip, and for the spokesperson, and everybody else.
And an education activist has called on the Higher Education Department to introduce stricter measures to prevent further irregular NSFAS payments. This is after the SIU revealed that it's recovered over 2 billion rand during investigations since 2022. Unallocated payments of 4 million rand were recovered from SIAD TVET College in KZN, and the SIU recouped other amounts of nearly 60 and a quarter of a million rand from the University of Zululand and the Majuba TVET College, respectively. Activist Hendrik Makaneta says while he welcomes the SIU's efforts, NSFAS must improve its oversight of the higher education sector to ensure accountability and financial integrity.
We cannot afford to see more students being left behind, some sleeping outside of their universities or in SRC offices because of financial constraints, while billions of rand are lost to mismanagement. We remain committed to advocating for sustainable funding solutions for students who come from poor communities.
Older mother and her two-year-old daughter have become the first people to die after the Munich car ramming. A vehicle was driven at crowds in the German city on Thursday, injuring around 40 bystanders. Bavarian authorities say a 24-year-old Afghan national has admitted carrying out the attack. And finally, residents in Hong Kong are competing to name the territory's first locally born giant panda cubs. The twins, who are 6 months old, made their public debut at Ocean Park today. Locals have been submitting their name suggestions on the park's website. In your top story this hour, a political analyst has suggested that the MK party shift its focus towards developing its policies. It's as the MKP's internal disputes have been making headlines recently. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.